In March, Wisconsin's governor announced that the Federal Bureau of Investigation had launched a probe into allegations that WAPON employees had been smuggling drugs and cell phones into the prison. At the time, Wisconsin's Department of Corrections confirmed that 11 WAPON employees had been placed on leave. Since then, 9 of those employees have been fired and 2 have resigned. A Department of Corrections spokesperson declined to release the names of most of those employees, citing ongoing investigations. In December, former WAPON maintenance worker William Homan was sentenced to house arrest. He pleaded guilty to taking bribes from inmates in exchange for smuggling in contraband like cell phones, tobacco, and marijuana. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.